This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to another exciting hour of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, a wonderful family law attorney, and Todd Cunin does criminal law and is a former prosecutor for DA's office in Tennessee and in California. Cal Hunter sometimes thinks he's a lawyer, but he's our producer. We appreciate him, everything he does. He is the one pushing the buttons and making sure everything happens. And also, Chris O'Sullivan,
yes.
Out of Texas, who is behind the board in the headquarters back in Texas, making sure those buttons work. So we really appreciate all the behind-the-scenes people and KBDT Big Talk Radio out of Texas that carries us. We really appreciate them also. So anyway, that's what's going on. We are at 855 Law Radio, 855 Law Radio. If you want to call in, that's 855-529-7234. Go to our website, www.radiolawtalk.com. You can click it live. If your station somehow says, oh, we're only playing the first 2 hours or the first hour, you can go and click live. Or if they're replaying this, it's put up on a podcast, right, Denise?
That's right.
You're in charge of that. You make sure our podcasts are up and going. And
I have a little help from some friends.
But still, you're in charge of making sure it gets that our podcasts are up and going.
Yes, and we have searchable topics.
So
you can search the topics and pick out what you want to listen to.
That's exactly right.
I will say that Gerhardt is most efficient at getting those up.
Yes.
He gets them up there on the website right away. So
right.
Good for him.
We have a great team here that handles Radio Law Talk.
It's a symphony. How many things happen. It's amazing how many things are going on.
Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We are not giving legal advice, but we sure do have some opinions about some things. I feel so bad because we are just not going to stop on this. We're going to circle the wagon again on the judge in New York that threw out a case because the attorney was having problems breathing and issues with a mask. And we've actually got the transcript that we're gonna go over and some interesting parts of the law in New York.
Let me know when I'll run the news open for it.
All right,
that's the Radio Law Talk news.
We'll do that. The most important thing we're here for is case or no case. So after the case or no case, we'll get into the mask issue, and then we'll get into the Wisconsin mask issue. So go ahead, Cal. Roll case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay! Remember, no wagering. Two high school football players in San Diego with their guardians are upset at the Emperor of California, Mr. Gavin Newsom, also known as the governor, and the state health department is also in there.
He calls him the Emperor. I love it. Tell us how you feel, Cal.
I just think it's funny. I'm just a tease because, he's subject to a recall action right now. And the state health department and the county of San Diego. Now, why? All because they cannot play football or other outdoor sports. They said at various high school board meetings that sports were their kids' only way out. And if they can't play high school sports, many of them would be stuck in poverty for the rest of their lives. It's the only chance at a scholarship. Most youth athletes in California have been prohibited from competing in high school competition since mid-March of last year, although many, if not most, are back at it, sort of, but not fully and completely now. Since the kids can't get out of poverty, I ask you, Mr. Fred Penny, is this a case? And by the way, I want to tell you, all sports did for me was get me out of the house.
That's exactly what the mom wanted.
Mom, get your glove and get out of here.
Well, you know what? My situation, I played basketball. My dad said, you don't have time for football. You're working. He worked me on the farm, and I worked at a fruit ranch starting when I was age 14. Here, I'm going back. I sound like my dad and my grandpa, don't I?
But Burley, Idaho will tell you that the potato farmers take 2 weeks off so the kids can go out and work in the fields.
It's going on right now. Yeah. It's right now because we had some people visit from Idaho, and they've got the potato harvest. I go, what is this, spring break? No, it's the potato harvest. Yeah. And so they do that. They do a potato harvest thing. And also, there's some states that do a hunting one. Like, I don't know if it's Montana or Wyoming, that they have a certain time off school during the hunting season.
And we do a ski break. So we, not all schools, but in California, at least two districts that I know does ski week.
Really?
Yeah.
California has something off for everything.
Maybe they'll have a Bitcoin harvest week or something like that. But, you know, you
don't want to work week.
Time off,
maybe the kids will learn something, Cal, and they'll be able to work hard, as in, like, why don't they put them out on the farm like my dad did and make us work?
That'll teach them. Why are you stalling, Fred?
Because I already know the answer. The answer is that's a real case, and it's going on right now, and I don't think it's been decided yet. I don't think it's been decided, but it is a case, Cal. I believe there's a number of those cases going on like that.
What is the legal theory behind the case?
The legal theory is that the governor has his emergency powers are over. So here's the situation that you can argue. Emergency powers only last so long for a governor to do X or Y or Z. And so when the governor makes a ruling and says it's an emergency power, he can do that. But once it goes too long, it needs to go to the legislator, and they need to decide those who we voted in, and that's the way the government works. That's why it's a separation of powers. And in this case, it's been going on long enough, and this is what I agree with, that the governor should be stopped having all these powers, and it needs to go to the legislatures, and that's what they're for, to make decisions for us.
Okay.
To make decisions for us.
Well,
they do. They make decisions for us.
It's a representative form of government. That's what we pay them to do.
So okay, San Diego's still in a certain tier that says that there cannot be this type of activity, and I think that is going to be legal for the governor to have this tier system. I think that the Supreme Court already kind of approved of it, and that there can be the limitation in different types of activities because of the tier structure. So I'm going to say it's not a case yet.
Okay.
But it was never filed.
It hasn't been filed yet.
Okay. Mr. Kunin, what say you, my friend?
So technically speaking, then, Denise, is it no case?
It's no case.
No case.
And Fred is
it's
at
a case,
but we don't have an outcome.
We don't know yet.
Okay. Cal, I think you're pulling this one from a story that's an actual situation, specifically the one high school student that complained about this. And the reason why it made big news is because his rant went viral. And then some school in the Midwest, I believe, actually offered the kid a scholarship because his complaint was, I can't get a scholarship because I didn't get to play my senior year. And he did get a scholarship after his video went viral. That was an interesting thing. It was a true scenario, but not a case.
Oh, wow. Didn't he sue to enforce that contract?
Nope, he didn't. He didn't sue, so I'm going to say no case. It's a true scenario based upon true stuff, but no case.
Can I bring something up?
Yes, please.
Is it not true that when you and I'm by myself, I think much clearer, and I'm always right?
Much more clearly.
And then when I get around my cohorts, I'm always wrong.
That's because you second-guess yourself.
I just am always wrong.
No, it's because there's a little fingle going on back there.
No, Denise.
You talk to him directly, and he understands
no tingling.
You.
No, there's no tingling. No tingle mingling.
Well, I'm gonna have to review last week's show. You know, it was case or no case. Fred, here's the case. Your first name starts with an F. Is that, did you sue to enforce that? Well, I don't believe I sued, so you're saying no case. 3 points for you.
That's exactly
no, I don't like that at all.
No, it was like 3 points you win, or you could lose 3 points. No, that's not fair.
That's
you're right.
Right.
You get to win 3 points.
Exactly.
So, Todd, if it's a case, what would the legal theory be?
Well, if it was a case, I think the legal...
Because this is the second point in the case, if in fact it is a case.
If it was a case, I guess the legal theory would be... well, I'm gonna say the legal theory would be equal protection. Because I think they're going to claim that other businesses, other entities of individuals that are similarly situated, i.e. they have the same exposure that we do, they don't have to have any restrictions. I do, so it's an equal protection.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
What about freedom of association? Is that never used for anything?
But that's usually religion. Religion has that good argument, but I don't know.
Freedom of speech. I can't trash talk when I'm on the football field.
That's exactly right. Well, we're going to hold this for you. For next segment, Cal, I know Cal's waiting for us. Hopefully I win this one, Cal.
Hey, chime in. Chime in. 855-729-7234.
Or tweet us and all that stuff? Okay.
Yeah, we'll be back.
We're on every social media platform except the one that sells Satan tennis shoes. Stick around. More Radio Law Talk is coming up.
Now it's time for Radio Law Talk. This portion
of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com. That's Strauss, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor, and the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bread's the best. Tell them not so much.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
All right, Cal. So the answer is we got two no cases. We got a Denise and Todd no case. I say it is a case, but that's not finished. Do a very brief overview again for those who are listening.
Okay, this is a bunch of high school athletes in San Diego who allegedly filed a lawsuit claiming they wanted to get out and play high school football because otherwise they'd be stuck in poverty for the rest of their lives without the chance of a scholarship. And they had an interesting legal theory.
Oh, I just thought of it. It's kind of equal protection, but another legal theory.
Go ahead, Cal. Is it a case or not a case?
Well, that's the question. Those of you who say it is a case, that would be Fred. Well, congratulations, Fred.
Yes!
It is a case.
But wait. It's not over yet, though.
You get a point.
Yes.
Mr. Kunin gets 1 point because the theory of the case was the 14th Amendment, equal protection under the law. Ooh. They said college guys are out there playing football. Some pro guys are out there playing football.
Right.
Why is it okay for them and not us? And that was what their lawyer said.
But it's still going on right now, right?
Let's see.
I think it is.
Yeah, and by the way, there is an organization called Let Them Play, which is a group of parents that all have organized up and down the state saying, enough of this interference in high school sports. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is a point for Fred, a point for Todd, and that's case or no case.
No, I get 2 points.
No, one.
No, let's finish this. Let's talk about this. I said...
You did say no case.
I said it's a case. I said it's a case, but I said it's not finished.
It's not over yet.
It's not over yet. I nailed it.
Yeah, he gets two.
I get 2 points.
2 points, you're right.
That's right. Todd can't get equal. Well, he got it wrong.
Now we know how Fred got 3 points per case or no case last week.
We're glad that he doesn't feel passionately about it.
Ooh, I was ready to get screwed by my one point
next
there.
Hour, next hour. Hey, just a minute. Next hour, I'm going to take you to Providence, Rhode Island. And talk about Good Friday. And
nice.
The service that just had it. So that's coming up next hour on Radio Law Talk.
And by the way, congratulations, or at least, I guess we got to be careful in setting up, but that, you know, it's Easter Sunday. So what a wonderful time for those of you Christians and those that celebrate it.
For you believers, we wish you a blessed
day. And for the bunnies in the world.
Oh, the grandkids love the little Easter bunnies and Easter eggs. So do I. Actually, Todd does too, I think.
And a plastic egg with quarters in them, which I now go out and look for myself.
Oh.
Todd just dresses his kitties up as
We used to have, okay, listen to this. When I was younger, now this
I'm
is not.
I'm just sitting here.
I know.
What
did
I do?
I was, listen to this. This might, my cousin, okay, he was, you know how you had a cousin that's older that was like an uncle? But, and my kids, when they were small, they had a little ranch in California. It was about 20 acres. You have never seen, now this is a private one, so it's like, okay, you have never seen an Easter egg hunt like this. They take all like 19 acres. And there's probably about 10 of it had eggs. Thousands, not hundreds, thousands of eggs hidden.
Wow.
And he didn't like put like one little piece of, you know, candy in it. Some of them had a little bit. Some had like $50 bills, $20 bills. It's amazing what he used to do. And it was just the funnest time. And they had a little, for the little kids, they had a little area that nobody else could go in. And
what a great memory.
But what a great memory it was. And we just loved them. So we were first hour, we were going to throw out a little bit of tidbit on a wonderful little store that Cal and I went to this past week. It's called Guadalajara Restaurant. And it is in Red Bluff, California. We are doing a shout out this whole 3 hours to push this little restaurant that absolutely has struggled due to COVID. It's a family-owned business. It's a little Mexican restaurant.
And no, they're not paying us to do this. We're just doing this because we want to.
We want to. And we want you as our fans and our listeners to help us out. Help the small business people out. And these is a wonderful Hispanic family that sits there and works hard, and they gave us our food, and we went to pay, and they refused to let us pay. Because, you know, we're known, Cal's well-known, and they said, no, this is on us, and thank you for what you do in the community, on the radio, and stuff like that. And we said, no, we pay. And they refused. They walked away and would not take our money. Now we did, you know, a good way to use, just leave a really fat tip.
Well, let's go there for dinner.
But we could. But it's not just being filling sorry for them. It was wonderful. It's one of some of the best Mexican food you've had. Their shredded chicken. Oh, Denise is to die for. And you can put it in whatever you want. So let's all shout out to them. 530-527-0523. I want them getting calls from Georgia, Mississippi, Texas, Nevada, Oregon, and just leaving a message and saying, thank you for what you're doing for the community. We heard you have wonderful food, and we're going to visit you if we're ever in the area of Red Bluff, California, off of I-5 between Oregon and San Francisco.
Please do.
Just visit.
Mean a lot to them.
Guadalajara. And Todd, you said you could go to what? Facebook?
Yes, they have a website, guadalajararestaurant.net. By the way,
I'm looking look at their reviews.
For those of you that are spelling challenged like me, Guadalajara is spelled with a J, not an H. So just so that you know.
Right.
So it's GuadalajaraRestaurant.net, or you can find their Facebook page, which is Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant Red Bluff. So any of those venues you can go to and find out about them. And especially
like
on Facebook, you can like them. You can leave a review. You can.
They haven't eaten there, but they can leave a review saying, I heard you're a great people.
Yeah, that would be the review. The review about the. Look.
Highly recommended. It's a good review.
By Radio Law Talk.
I'll give you an example.
Yes.
So this last week, I heard about this case. This guy got into a tiff with his employer. He quit. The employer didn't pay him his final wages.
Right.
About $915. And he was trying to get the wages for the last
supposed
to get. Yes. And look, an employer is supposed to pay those if you're fired on the day that you're fired. If you give 2 weeks notice, you're still entitled to it on the day you're fired. Otherwise,
72 hours.
It's with if you give 2 weeks notice. There's one, if you give 2 weeks notice, you're supposed to get it the day of. If you quit the day of, then they have 72 hours to get it to you. Look, the law is different, but the fact is, the guy had been over a month and he still didn't have his final paycheck. So the employer decided to be a jerk and paid him his $915 in pennies. It was like over 500 pounds of pennies left, and they'd been mixed with oil, all that stuff, left on the driveway, right?
Yeah.
Well, that went viral. Guess what? People heard about that, started leaving reviews for that company because of the negative press. If that can happen, then reviews can be left for positive things that folks do. That's why you get on the Guadalajara restaurant and leave a positive review because of the way they treated our good friends here.
And not just treat us, but didn't need to, and struggling as a business.
It was obvious.
530-527-0523. 530-527-0523. Don't just flood them with thank yous. We'll be back after this, and we're going to talk more about mask lawsuits.
Keep listening to Radio Law Talk. There's much more coming up right here, and don't go away.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast, 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312. Are you struggling with a high cost of prescription medications? How would you like to save up to 90%?
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Almost 1.6 million travelers moved through TSA checkpoints on Friday. On Friday, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky spoke about new coronavirus travel guidelines.
Fully vaccinated grandparents can fly to visit their healthy grandkids without getting a COVID-19 test or self-quarantining, provided they follow the other recommended prevention measures while traveling.
She said domestic travel is safe for people who are 2 weeks past their final vaccine dose, but non-essential travel is still not recommended because of the lingering high cases. Former CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden tells ABC,
you have to continue to mask up, and you don't want to have a family traveling with some people vaccinated and some people unvaccinated and going on travel, because we know that we're heading into the fourth surge.
This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
So last hour we were talking about masks, and we're going to jump back to this New York case where the judge threw out a case because the attorney would not wear a mask, and the attorney basically said, look, I'm having lightheadedness, I'm sick, I can't think straight, I'm sweating, can we postpone this? And the judge said no. We actually have the transcripts, and we wanted to pull the transcripts and go over some more details. This is one of the most interesting things we've ever heard as lawyers. And as usually as lawyers and judges, the judges and the lawyers usually are pretty good about, I'm going to say helping one another, making sure things are done right, and taking into consideration the lawyer's health and the client's health, et cetera, et cetera, and the judge.
Yeah, that's and accommodation. It's a accommodation issue, right?
Right. So go ahead, Todd. Let's go through some very interesting things that are being said, and this is the actual transcript from that hearing, from the trial that was going on.
So the first thing that the attorney is arguing is, look, we did kind of have
his
this
name's Greenwald.
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 And one of the things that the judge had said was, why don't you have another attorney come in from your law firm? Have another attorney come in and finish jury selection, which, look, is a ridiculous suggestion. I know that nobody can be put on the spot like that, even if you know the case. When I was in Tennessee, the district attorney out there, nobody wanted to do a trial with him, with the elected DA,
right?
Because he was notorious for doing something like this. You'd be cross-examination, it would be his witness, and the defense expert or somebody would be testifying, and you're sitting there second chair. This is not your witness. And when they finished direct examination, the DA had turned to the associate, to the his assistant, and say, hey, why don't you handle cross-exam on this one? And you're like, I thought you were the one doing this.
Right.
And so that's somebody who's there in trial the whole time and can't do that. I can't imagine bringing somebody in who's back at the office is not up to date on it. So,
right. So
in response to that, Greenwald is trying to tell the judge, look, this did come up. The case is 3 years old, but it did kind of come up at last known. He says, we were contacted, I believe, in the last 10 days with reference to the opening of the courthouse that we needed to come in and pick a jury yesterday. Okay, so we've had maybe a week's notice that we had to come in and get everything ready to go to pick a jury on a case that's been pending for 3 years. So this was a little bit late for us. It's not like we'd been able to prep for it for a month or 2 months knowing this trial date's coming up. So I came in, I had on a shield, began with the shield, and then I was told I could not pick a jury unless I had on a mask. So I started with the mask, and then he gets in, and he starts describing...
This is the lawyer.
He starts describing everything that he was going through and what he was feeling.
And it sounds like carbon dioxide poisoning.
They do.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, you get that. Employees are having those issues. I know of some businesses. They have to go home sometimes.
So as the attorney is saying, I'm having difficulty.
And he's not a young buck.
No, he's not. He's 68 years old.
Both the judge and the attorney are the same age.
There you go, Cal.
What are you saying?
But it's not like they're spring chickens.
Not a young buck.
So then the judge went down the route of this is a court rule. It's beyond my authority to change it. This is a state rule. I have to enforce the state rule. The judge says, quote, well, it's beyond my authority. These are statewide protocols about wearing masks in court. Many millions, tens of millions of people, maybe hundreds of millions of people do proceed with masks. This is where it gets a little dicey. This is the court, quote, you seem to be, for all appearances, and I don't know what's going on internally in you, but for all appearances to the world, you seem to be proceeding just fine. You seem rather eloquent to me. At which point, the judge or the attorney says, Your Honor, look at me. I'm dripping wet here because of the sweat and everything like that. And then the attorney has to go on the record and... Look, sometimes when you're in court, and if opposing counsel says something that misrepresents your point, you make the record clear, look, that's not what I meant, this is what I mean. You don't have very often, an attorney doesn't have much of occasion to do this, where you have to go on the record to correct what the court has said.
Right.
But this guy says, quote, I want the record to reflect that I am speaking with great difficulty, even though Your Honor indicated I was not. I want the record to reflect that I am sweating profusely from the effort of doing it, and I want the record to reflect that I had to sit down because I was short of breath. And what the guy is saying is that before they took a break to discuss whether or not the case should be continued, during the course of jury selection, opposing counsel was asking questions of potential jurors that Greenwald, the attorney with the problem, would have otherwise objected to, but because he was having such difficulty breathing, he couldn't even get out the objections before they had gone on.
He just can't think straight.
And now that's affecting his ability to effectively represent his client.
Exactly.
Because of a medical issue that everybody ought to be aware of. But look, if we're aware that you need to wear masks supposedly to prevent this, that there are going to be difficulties in relation to wearing masks, and this is tough. I think that the only thing this attorney could have done to perfect his claim would be after day one, when he was told that he couldn't proceed with a mask, with a shield, he had to wear a mask. I would have left and found a doctor that had come in and given me something. So I would have had a medical note from a doctor, because the judge said, you don't have anything from a medical professional. I would have had something from a medical professional saying, dude can't wear a mask.
Hey, so this will probably sound silly, but I know he doesn't work for the court. But this sounds like a typical ADA, a disability case.
Well, it does. And the judge should be accommodating to that attorney.
Well,
that's what I feel, too.
The answer is no. I've checked into that, by the way.
Okay.
They're not claiming it's an ADA issue at this point, because there's people that do have problems wearing a mask.
True.
And somehow the ADA thing is, I can't remember, we looked it up, does not overshadow the mask mandate. Now, hear what I was trying to say.
It's temporary.
Yeah, what I was getting at is, and I can't remember, because dang it, Cal, I was going to pop in. I forgot.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
See, with all these people around.
I know. We got four people talking here. I can't remember.
Breathing down your neck.
I'm trying to figure out. But it was, anyway, the point is I can't remember what I was going to say.
I know sometimes with ADA claims, they typically, or often we'll focus on those that are known disabilities, chronic disabilities, things like that. And I guess the question is, I know for a long time, for example, there was a question whether or not obesity qualified as an ADA disability, the same way that somebody who was a paraplegic or loss of limbs or something like that did. And are these accepted and known disabilities under the ADEA? And they may be, hate to say this, but maybe a bureaucratic issue about whether or not COVID-related things are going to be recognized for purposes of ADA compliance.
And it could be. I'd like to say something. I looked it up. The statute of limitations on this underlying claim is 3 years. And if the judge dismissed it, then she's beyond the 3 years because the accident occurred in 2017. That's one thing. And two, if you think it's bad in Brooklyn, don't be in the Manhattan federal court because they make everybody wear two masks.
Wow.
So on the statute of limitations thing, I got a question for you, Fred, because, you know, you do plaintiff's work for this. Not just this case, but let's say you file a case and your case filing is within the statute of limitations. So it's a 3-year statute, but you file at the 2-year, 6-month mark. So you beat it by 6 months. But through the course of litigation, something happens and the court dismisses the case without prejudice to refiling. But the date of that dismissal is after the date the statute of limitations would originally have run. Does the fact that you filed your original complaint within the statute of limitations protect you if you have to refile the complaint because the judge dismissed it on a technicality, or are you just out of luck?
Depends.
Perfect lawyer answer.
Exactly. It depends. But then generally the answer is if they dismiss it with prejudice or without prejudice. If it's without prejudice, then usually you can refile. The judge is going to allow you to refile it. So that's all it's doing is updating. All that's doing is updating your complaint.
Okay.
So that's what's happening there. So, but here's what I was trying to say is I remember my thought. So when you were saying, well, the judge, you know, he should have gone to a doctor, got something taken care of, and said that he has these issues with breathing. This lawyer probably didn't know that. Because don't forget, we haven't been in trial in a long court for what, a year, year and a half? This judge, I bet you this lawyer's his first time, his first trial during COVID or wearing a mask. He probably didn't know he was going to have the issues, and that's when he started having those issues.
But just to recap really quick, the judge wrote out the order. I am reading here. Upon plaintiff counsel's refusal to proceed with jury selection while wearing a face mask, this action is dismissed, underline dismissed. Yeah. But later the judge said, with regard to the plaintiff, that this dismissal will not prevent her ability to proceed with the litigation. I don't know what that means.
I think it means an appeal. It's going to be either that or, think of this, a motion for reconsideration of the judge's decision.
Could be.
They could file that and the judge could reinstate it.
Could be. It's a very vague statement.
All I got to say is it's easy. Let's do. He wants to continue. Let's do the continuance.
Absolutely.
We'll be back after this and talk more about Wisconsin's statewide mask mandate.
Fascinating discussion. Thanks, guys. More Radio Law Talk is coming up right here. You stay there. We'll be back momentarily.
And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I like the Amargosa Valley. Boys are weird.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Can we do a few kitty bumps? Just
I've been using the heck out of them.
I know, you're doing great. I just want one that's against Todd or
what?
Or like there's something or that's good,
Denise.
Or that's good for Denise. Or do we have anything that's like pro Denise?
Where's Todd?
Well, Todd's here too. That was last week.
I have no discriminatory cause of action. I'm not in a protected class. Good heavens!
Hmm. Well, you are. You're injured part.
Yes, well, it's not a protected class.
Todd has a kitty.
Well, we know that. What about the new kitty bumps? Do we have any of those?
Todd
new?
Has a kitty.
We know.
What does Todd's cat say?
I'm detecting a theme here.
What does Todd's cat say? This is no fun.
Yes, I agree
That's
with that
true.
One. I agree with
That's
that
a good one.
One.
That was
finally a kid bump that sticks up for me or adequately speaks the thoughts of my
we
mind.
We have anything pro Denise? Didn't we do some pro Denise?
Yeah, but they all turned out badly.
We did one for Denise. Yeah, we had some tech issues with the others, but we'll have them back. But the one that we did that she wants me to play every week, Denise says, "Are you going to play this one?" Well,
yeah.
Not every week, but
boys are weird.
Yes, that's true. Boys are weird.
Well, it's hard to argue the point.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court just this week, on a 4-3 decision, struck down the state's mask mandate by Democratic governors. So this is starting to happen. This is, I think, going to start happening across the country, and I'm going to see. It's interesting. I think by the time this starts happening, we'll be out of COVID. You know, they're going to be pulling the mask thing anyway. But
yeah, the thing about this case,
except California, we're in rest of our lives, we're stuck with it probably.
The thing about this case, and you find this in a lot of decisions that are reported in the news. So when you read the headline, "Court strikes down Wisconsin's mask mandate," I guarantee you, people who don't go beyond the headline are going to come away thinking the court doesn't think that masks are necessary to protect public health, and that's where they go. That's not what the court said. Yes, they struck down the mask mandate, but not because of anything to do with the health benefits. They struck down the mask mandate because they said, look, the mandate was put in place by virtue of the governor's exercise of what he believed his executive powers were.
Emergency power.
Emergency executive powers. Right. And after hearing argument and reading the Constitution of Wisconsin and everything, it is clear that for a mask mandate to be in place for this length of time affecting this many people, that needs to originate in the legislature. The legislature needs to pass it, and then it is assigned by the governor. It becomes law.
Yeah, and the thing that's really true, that's the thing that's really true about this, is that they've had a year, come on.
And I agree with you.
You've had a year to do the legislative thing. Why
Hello,
didn't they do it?
The process. Every state
exactly.
has one.
Yeah. Exactly, and this is going to start becoming a major issue, I think. One thing that it doesn't do, though, is it does not affect the federal mask mandate.
True.
That applies to all the federal
True.
Buildings,
like
the federal
post office and all that
courts,
stuff.
Right. Yeah, everything like that.
What about, Denise, an individual business? Let's say Home Depot says, we're going to mask mandate if coming into our building. Can they do that as a business? I think they can.
They can.
Sure they can.
I believe that they can.
No shoes, no shirt, no service,
exactly.
Wear a mask.
Exactly.
I mean,
right.
Why not?
Right.
Now, the question, more importantly, is what about a park where it is a public
right.
place? Can the
state
public,
or federal? Depends on
right.
the state or federal
it's,
park.
Well, yes. It, and now this says no.
Yeah.
It says, nope, the governor cannot affect
well, I think there'll be a political cartoon coming out soon that says, a fourth wave is coming, and on the wave will be written the word oppression, because some people really feel oppressed by this. Not everyone is. They
right.
just feel that way. Many people do. So I thought that this... People look at this threat now of another wave. Oh, there's another wave coming. Well, that just means there's going to be more restrictions throughout that wave, and that concerns civil libertarians primarily, Todd.
Now, Denise, you had mentioned something here where you said that this decision applies to the governor's decision but does not apply to the federal mask mandate. And the reason why that is the case is because this decision is by a Wisconsin State Supreme Court.
Correct.
And a state Supreme Court deals with the issues relating to the state law, laws passed there. The federal mandate would be reviewed under federal law and the U.S. Constitution, whether or not it was overly broad or whatever it is, and those go to the federal circuits, and ultimately, if they're appealed all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, that decides federal issues. And that's why we have that difference there. That's why it doesn't touch federal law, because it's a state court decision.
Also an executive order. It's not a law.
That's right.
It was just an executive order.
Yeah, let me comment on that. So what's important, though, that's just like the marijuana laws we've been going over. Remember, some states are passing it, but still the federal, there's a lot of marijuana laws that are still illegal according to the federal laws.
Right.
And so who oversees? I know what's going on. We all know what's going on. Everyone's just like, I'm just going to blind eye, just not, you know, not going to worry about it right now. You know, that's kind of what's going on.
Didn't Trump make CBD legal federally by executive order?
Yeah, and then two states, Idaho and one other, said everywhere but here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my point is that's a federal state fight.
Yes.
You know, that's,
yes,
that's
it is.
That's
Tenth Amendment, right?
Yeah.
And honestly, this goes back to... It goes back to the founding of our country. What was the big debate when the country was founded? We know that we have to have certain things for the common defense and for everything for us as, quote, United States in general. But by the same token, we don't want to have this government be so big, this federal, that individual sovereignty of the individual states is then swallowed up and destroyed. That was why it was... That's why the United States was created the way that it was.
In other words, we want a decentralized government made up of sovereign states that rely on the federal government for things, as Abraham Lincoln said, they cannot do for themselves. Not things they will not, but the things they cannot do for themselves. Postal service, you know, those sorts of things.
National security.
Yeah, that type
of stuff.
Yeah,
sure. I mean, it's kind of, there is a little bit of a clash between the 10th and the 14th Amendment.
Yeah. There is.
Right.
There is.
So
855 Law Radio if you want to call in. Again, 855 Law Radio. You can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. We have all types of social media, Instagram, Facebook. Go there, follow us, hit the follow button. Man, we're growing our Instagram. Again, our Instagram account of Radio Law Talk keeps growing. There's people that are actually looking at their Instagram.
You can see Fred picking flowers and baking bread.
Yes! I do fun things. I sit back and relax and say, what am I going to put on our Instagram, our Twitter, and our Facebook of Radio Law Talk? And I just think, you know what? Beautiful pictures are the best way.
But you know what I haven't seen yet? I haven't seen one of your animals, like the cow or the goat or whatever, going down the slide. I want to see something like
we
that.
We could do that. We have, by the way, we had two. This is very important for people to know. We had two baby calves. And we had one yesterday and one last week.
Aww.
They are so cute, little baby. They're belted Galloways. Those of you who don't know, belted Galloway is the Oreo cows. They're black with a white stripe around, and they're from Ireland. And it used to be originally the only nobility were able to have these cows, and they bred in the stripe around the cow. Believe it or not, it's got a white stripe around it, so you could see the difference between the commoner's cows and the kings and that's why people don't realize. That's why they go, how is it a perfect stripe? And these cows are set up so you cannot register them if the stripe isn't. It's got to be a perfect, not perfect, but a stripe around. But if it touches the white, touches the foot, or touches any area other than a stripe around the stomach, you cannot register.
It's off breed. Now, did you have boy cows or girl cows?
I don't know. I didn't ask them.
Oh,
I haven't checked them.
After the mother cow gives birth to the calf, do you refer to the mother as decaffeinated?
Where's your little cow? You're slow.
I didn't know.
It's either that one or crickets.
I was like, did he say both looking at a cow? Come on, he's got to be a drum roll or something. There we go. We're sleeping. Well, speaking of sleeping, let's talk about Maxwell, Kate. Who wants to talk about what the latest that's going on with that?
Oh, brother.
Ghislaine Maxwell. Well, she faces new sex trafficking charges. And this is the serious ones now. We're getting into some really serious stuff. And she basically has been charged with grooming underage girls for Epstein, for, you know, Jeffrey Epstein. But that is not this charge. This charge is actually worse than that. It's like taking children across state lines to have sex with Mr.
Whoever.
With Epstein. And this was really bad. So this is a sex trafficking
charge. This is amazing. This just goes on and on. This case.
Doesn't that carry like, it's like a maximum of like 20 years or something, right?
It is. And I think the person that's the most nervous about this one right now is Prince Andrew, because this new charge comes very close to the conduct that was alleged on his part with Ms. Maxwell. So we're going to follow this one to see if he gets pulled into that.
Well, we're going to come back and talk about one of the saddest cases around that finally settled. And we'll be back after this.
Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk. We will be back at 6 minutes after the next hour. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896.
800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.